We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Pesach, Halacha Tes. We're in the appendix, sort of, which is called Rosh Prokim at the end, in the later models of Likutei Halachos. It's page 333, right-hand column, paragraph Gimel of the appendixes, after the whole Halacha Tes. Rav Nosson Zal's in the middle of explaining the sixth day of the Sheva Brachas, of the seven Betlers, and which is related to some degree to what we were learning about earlier in this halacha. And we had one shir so far of explanation, now we're going into the second one. Asoro mine chitzim, the 10 types of arrows that are mentioned there in the story that the evil king shoots at the princess, who ran away from him because she felt that the feelings between them had changed dramatically, and he shoots these arrows that are tipped with 10 different types of poison. 10 arrows, each one a different type of poison. Heim klal kol hamaniyos min hakdusha. They represent all the assorted obstacles that a Jew experiences from coming close to Kedusha. Shema'akvim mikol hatzdodin, which block the person from all different angles. And now Rav Nosson Zal gives several examples. Yesh al yedei diburehem ufituyehem. One of the major obstacles that a Jew encounters in wanting to come close to the tzaddik or wanting to come close to Kedusha is people who will speak to him and try to convince him that this is not what he wants to do. It's not the right thing to do. It's not right. It's not good for you. It's not all kinds of reasons not to come close to the Kedusha. With Diburim, Pituyehem, seductions, Shemachnisin Chakirois Ukfirois Bodom. They inject doubts and questions in the person's mind that weaken his enthusiasm, his initiative, his resolve to come close to the Kedusha. That's one form. V'yesh al yedei pituyim letaivois. There's another avenue, which is the seduction to fall into taivois rois, to get involved in olam hazeh, gashmius, whether it be women, wealth, honor, all the different seductions of the physical world. V'yesh al yedei midois rois. There's another avenue, another obstacle that blocks a person from coming close to the Kedusha, which is Midois Rois. For example, Kas, anger, godless, arrogance, which if the Chas V'Shalom, the person gets involved in those things, those will detach him or disconnect him or distance him from the Kedusha that he's trying to come close to. V'yesh al yidei chitzim mamish. And sometimes there's actual physical warfare. There's bullets, there's arrows. Meaning, shenilchomim becherev v'chitzim, where the sitrachra fights with a sword and arrows, or today machine gun, kalashnikovs and grenades and other things, missiles. Ve'enom manichin lichnois l'Eretz Yisrael. And they don't allow the Jews to enter into Eretz Yisrael, ulegvul hakedusha, or to the boundaries of Kedusha, or they don't allow the Jews to remain in Eretz Yisrael, to hold their ground, to stay where they are, you know, etc., etc. Or they discourage people from making aliyah. And again, technically to physical Eretz Yisrael, or in general to anything that'll bring you closer to the Kedusha, whether it's visiting Kivrei Tzadikim in a place, you know, whatever it is. Ukeshechas v'sholom miskatzim kulam yachad. And when all of these obstacles get together against the person, ze bechinas asora mine chitzim, that's what's represented by these 10 types of arrows. V'chulam bechinas ofor, and all of them correspond to the element of ofor. When we spoke earlier about the four basic elements of creation, eish ruach mayim ofor, these chitzim correspond to ofor, sheshom ikra achizas asitrachra. That's the main place where the sitrachra is plugged in. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, v'nochosh ofor lachmoy. The snake eats dirt. The snake is symbolic of the soton, the yetzahara. V'alkein asurim toiloim. And this is one of the reasons why worms and bugs and things like that, creepy crawlers that crawl in the dirt, in the mud, are forbidden. As the Pasuk says, Kol HaShoyrei Tzalor, it's everything that crawls on the ground. Ki bebechinas bon, shemishom bechinas ofor, shom hoyo ikra hashvira. Because as we learned earlier, within the four levels of Yud Kei Vav Kei, of Sog Mo Bon, which corresponded to Eish Ruach Mayim Ofor, which corresponded to all kinds of other things that we listed in the previous paragraphs, the place when, during creation, when there was a Shvira Sakelim, it took effect by the Shem Bon, the lowest one of the four names, four combinations of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which corresponds to the lowest one of the Dalet Yesoides, which is Ofor. Shom Hoyo Ikar Hashvira. That's where the damage took place. That's where the breakage happened. That's where the greatest damage took place. The Ikar HaPegam Hu Atzvus. And it's for this reason also that out of all the different things that a Jew can do wrong, all the different things that can take a person away from Hashem, away from Kiddusha, away from success in Yiddishkeit, the worst is Atzvus, depression. Hefech HaSimcha, the opposite of joy, because Atzvus is Ofor. Atzvus is when a person feels like dirt, or he's in the dirt, he's down, he's all the way down. V'alkein Refuoso al yedei simcha asor min eregina. And that's why Rabbein Azal tells us over there in the story that to cure the way that the tzaddik heals the bas melech who's been shot with all 10 arrows with the 10 different types of poisons is he heals her with simcha, with the 10 types of song which are associated with simcha. As we say in Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, alei osor va'alei novel, Alehi goyin bechinor ki simachtani Hashem befolecha. That song of the 10 types. Next paragraph. Asora mine dfikin. Over there, Rabbein Zal also speaks about the 10 types of pulses. Hein bechinas nekudois. That corresponds to the vowels. We spoke earlier about the four levels, four components of the Torah. The musical notes, ta'amim, nekudois, tagin, and oisios. So Rabbein Zal says the 10 types of defik correspond to the nekudois. Shehem b'chinas bria, which correspond to the oilam habria, the second one from the top. Ki hadfikin hein b'chinas nekudois, kemuva b'tikunim, tikun samach tes. Because the pulse that beats in a person's hand corresponds to the vowels under the letters, or the letters of the aleph bays. The aleph bays, the letters, are dead. They can't move. They can't do anything unless you put vowels under them. The vowels are the life of the letters. Just like the pulse, a person who has no pulse, chas v'shalom, is dead. And the pulse represents the life of the person. When the pulse is beating, the person is active, alive, breathing, moving, walking. Sheyesh Defik Bechinas Tzere, the Tikkun Ezer says there is a pulse that corresponds to the Tzere, which is two dots, V'chulu, etc. The Tikkun Ezer actually explains the Nekudois and the Tfekim. V'zeh Hoyeloi Koyach Litein Chochma Biyodov Lahamemunim, and this Betler over there had the power to place Chochma into the hands to those who are appointed, designated, Shehem Hasorim Vahamemunim Sheboilam. This means those who are the leaders of the world. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Yehoshua to his position of leadership with his hands. V'samach Yodavolov, the concept of smicha. Shekulam Heim Bechinas Malchus, whereby all of these Sorim and Memunim all represent Malchus, authority, kingdom, leadership. Veheim chizuk hamalchus dikdusha. They represent either strengthening the malchus of kedusha, oy chalishusa chas v'shalom, or a weakening of the malchus dikdusha. V'alkein al yedei hadefek yoidim eich hamalchus v'chalishusa briusam. And this is why it's through the pulse that we can know where the malchus is holding, whether the malchus is strong or weak, or healthy or unhealthy. Each one of us is a member of the Malchus of Hashem. We've mentioned this many times. When a Jew is born, the kingdom of Hashem increases. Until now, Hashem ruled over 6,231 Jews. Now my wife had a baby boy. Now Hashem is ruling over 6,232 Jews. number one. And when a person passes away, Rachmona Litzlan, we say the Kaddish, Yiskadal V'Yiskada Shmei Rabo, Bielder Malchuse V'Yatzmar. We proclaim Hashem's Malchus because of the fact that we recognize that by the fact that this Jew passed away, the Malchus of Hashem has diminished. It's become lessened. Kaviyachil. Hashem has one less member that he's in charge of. And we want to restore that right away through this tefillah of the Kaddish. Next, Hama'akev Ruach Sa'ora Yoidea Hanigun, the one who's able to hold back the storm wind, to control it, is the one who knows the Negina. He knows the song. He knows the 10 types of Negina. Shehu Bechinas Neginas Hataimim. That's the concept of the song of the musical notes, the trup of the Torah. Shehem Bechinas Ayin Beis, which corresponds to the Shem Ayin Beis of Yud Kei Vav Kei. We said Ayin Beis was the highest one. Ov Sog Mabon, Ov was the first one. And within Tamim Nekudais Tagenoisis, Tamim is the first one up there. Trup is the highest level. The musical notes are the highest level within the Torah. Ayin Beis is the highest level within Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which corresponds to Atzilus, the upper, the highest world. Ki neginas hataimim heimalidei haruach shebekanfei rea, shehu ruach tzfoinis, ruach naicho shebekino shel David. Because the when we speak about a song or music, the music of the musical notes, the way that's generated is through the air that passes through the lungs. When a person sings, it's the lungs, the breath, the ruach of the kanfei rea that play a major role in his ability to sing. Shehu haruach hatzfoinis. This refers to the northern wind. Ruach hatzfoinis is also miloshen tzafon, the ruach that's hidden inside the person. Ruach naicho shebekino shel David, the peaceful ruach that went through the harp of David HaMelech when he slept at night, that woke him up at chatzois. Utaimim ayin beis atzilus kenegdoi bechinas medaber, and the musical notes of the Torah, or the gematria of ayin beis of yud kei vav kei, or the world called atzilus, those three match up to medaber, which is also the highest one in the four levels of doimim tzmeach medaber. Veze bechinas ruach sa'ora oisei devoroi. The pasuk says this storm wind, which oisei devoroi, which creates the dibur. Rav Nosson Zal is showing the connection here between medaber, that the medaber, the one who's yodea v'nigun, he's the one who controls the ruach sa'ora. Next. And again, this section is entitled Roshei Prokim. Rav Nosson Zal is giving us small pieces, like pieces of things that are related to each other and related to the concept we're speaking about here. Bereshis Bora, Lo Yehoya Tzorech Lahaschil. The Gemara says that Hashem really shouldn't have started the Torah with the words Bereshis Bora Lekim. He should have started the Torah with HaChodesh HaZelochem. The Torah is a mitzvah book. He should have started from mitzvah number one. Mitzvah number one is when Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Jews Kiddush HaChodesh. Ela mishum koyach masov. The Gemara says the reason why Hashem started with Bereshis is because he wanted to show, I created everything. I'm the boss. Everything belongs to me. I can give to whoever I want, and I can take away from whoever I want and give to somebody else. So that if the goyim should ever come and say, we were here first, we were in Eretz Yisrael first, Hashem can say, you know who made Eretz Yisrael? I made Eretz Yisrael. I made everything. I put you there. You're my tenants. And when I decide to switch tenants, no problem. I move you out and I move in the new tenants, period. Rav Nosson Zal says, Koyach Maisov Daika. The Gemara is very specific when it says that Hashem wanted to show the Koyach of his Maisim, the power of his actions, Bechinas HaKoyach Shebiodayim, referring Kaviochel to the power in Hashem's hands. The word Koyach, Chavches is 28, which is 2 times Yad. Yad, Yud Dalet is 14, 2 times Yad is 28. And it's brought in Sforim that one of the reasons why the hand is called Yad is because it has 14 parts. If you look at the fingers, you'll see the thumb has 2 parts to it, and the other fingers have 3 parts to it. 3 times 4 is 12, plus 2 is 14. That's the Yad. She'al yodoi koiv shemeretz Yisrael. It's through the koyach shebiyodayim that Klal Yisrael is zoichet to conquer, to take over Eretz Yisrael. She'shom ikar hisgalus malchus dikdusha. It's in Eretz Yisrael that we have the main revelation of the malchus of kedusha. She'achshov munachas chaloshus b'hayamim u'nahoroi she'sovev Eretz Yisrael. Whereby now, just like the Bas Melech in that story was shot with the 10 arrows, and she's very weak, extremely weak. So to now, Eretz Yisrael is chaloshus. Eretz Yisrael is Rachmona Litzlan, very weak, surrounded by the oceans, all the bodies of water that surround Eretz Yisrael. Bechinas, Lashem ho'oretz umloya. Everything belongs to Hashem, especially ho'oretz Eretz Yisrael. Ki hu al yamim yesoda. Hashem established the oretz. Oretz means the world, and oretz means Eretz Yisrael. Al yamim. Eretz Yisrael is surrounded by water. The Mediterranean, the Kinneret, you know, on all sides. Veshom Beretz Yisrael kol ho'eser kedushois. And we know the Gemara tells us that all 10 levels of holiness are in Eretz Yisrael. Level 1 is Eretz Yisrael, level 2 is Yerushalayim, level 3 is Harabayis. The Kedusha of this earth begins in Eretz Yisrael. She'yefsher lichnois lehem beloi tar asmayim. And we know that a person can't enter into Kedusha without mikvah, as we learned before, without water. That's why Eretz Yisrael is surrounded with water. They had to cross the Yarden to enter into Eretz Yisrael. They had to have a Kriyas Yamsuf and a Kriyas Yarden in order to enter Eretz Yisrael. Beretzoinoi nesan Elohim urbetzoinoi netola mehem. And it's with Hashem's will that he gave it to them, that he gave it to the 7 nations, and it's with Hashem's will that he took it from them. It's his. He made it. He's in charge. Ze bechinas zrikas chitzim. This is the concept of the shooting of the arrows. Shemishom nitno Eretz Yisrael bayodayim shel ha'akum. As a result of that evil king shooting those 10 arrows at the Bas Melech, that's the concept of Eretz Yisrael being given away to the other nations. Achu choizer u'moyshech ha'chetz b'chazora. However, the tzaddik said, the betler said, he has the power to retrieve those arrows, to take them back. Bechinas b'ritzoyna netola mehem u'nesan alonu. Hashem gave it to them, he shot the arrow, and he has the right to take it back from them and give it to whoever he wants. There's no such thing as irreversible. Next, paragraph Dalit. Asher lo kachti miyad hu emoiri becharbi ubekashti. Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef HaTzadik, I'm giving you Shechem, which I took from the Emori with my sword and with my bow. And there's another pasuk, a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Ki loy bekashti evtoch. I have no confidence in my bow. So that tells us that when Yaakov said bow, he didn't mean physical bow. He meant bekashti bakoshosi. Becharbi means bitfilosi, like the Targum says there, and bekashti is the letters bakashati, my bakosha, my tfila. That's how I got it. Koinenu chitzom al yeser, as the pasuk says. They prepare their arrows, you know, unnecessarily. Ki chitzecho nichasubi, your arrows rested in me, you know, vatinchas ola yodecho, and you placed your hands upon me. There's another pasuk, kamatoro lachetz, I was like a target for their arrows. The Jews were a target for the arrows of the Goyim, Rachman al-San, by the Churban Beis HaMikdash. They had target practice. They shot 300 arrows through Yoshio HaMelech, the Gemara says. Hine hachitzim mimcho vohena. We have the pasuk with Dovid HaMelech and Yonason, where they make an agreement between them, that they'll make a sign that'll tell Dovid HaMelech whether he's still welcome, whether he's safe, or whether he has to run for his life, whether Shaul HaMelech wants to kill him. And the sign is, I'm going to shoot this arrow, and if I tell my servant that it's from here to there, then, and if I tell my servant this, you'll know it's from here to there, you know. Hine achitzim mimchovo hine, exactly. Shloisho achitzim tzido oire, another pasuk in Shmuel HaNavi. And a pasuk in Chacham Shvarim, ashkir chitzai midam. My arrows will be drunk from blood. Rav Nosson Zal quoted a whole bunch of psukim from all over the Torah, you know, that deal with chitzim, arrows. Now, tefillah, Rav Nosson Zal says, drichas hakeshes v'chitzim. Tefillah is also referred to as walking with the bow and arrow. as Rabbein Ezal points out in Chelek Aleph, in the first half of Likutei Moharan, in Torah Beis, paragraph Aleph, in Torah Nun Hey, paragraph Ches, and in Chelek Beis of Likutei Moharan, in Simen Pei Gimel. He quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, which says, Zako mandeyodo lezarko chitzim. Fortunate, how lucky is the person who knows how to shoot arrows, referring to the tefillah, who knows how to shoot his tefillah accurately. There's another pasuk, Ad yefalach chetz kvedoi de sitrachra, tikune zohar, tikun yud gimel daf choftes. Rav Nosson Zal's giving us all kinds of references that deal with this topic of this shooting arrows, both in a positive way and in a negative way. Ki chitzecha nichasu, ki avoynoisai, tirbada, ki masa kovid yichbada mimeni, etc. Kovid moledam, it uses that word kamasa kovid, that, you know, talking about the arrows, and then Rav Nosson says the kovid represents blood. The liver is all blood. Hefech kovid, which is the opposite of kovid, kovid of Kiddusha, which is Hashem, which is the malchus of Hashem. The kovid is the malchus of Hashem. Kovid, the liver, all bloody, that's Esav, who is malchus the sitrachra, who is Edom, you know, all red. Shehu b'chinas asora ma'amorois. Again, the kovoid is the 10 statements of creation that Hashem made to create the world. Shehem b'shvil kvoidoi, which, as we learned earlier, why did Hashem create the world? For his kovoid. There's a pasuk, u'beheicholoi kuloi oimer kovoid. All of the amirois, all the asora ma'amorois are kovoid. Next paragraph. The final paragraph of this appendix, of this halacha, of Hilchas Pesach, Iker hadibur shel ha'asura mamorois, shebohem nivro oilam, hoye b'schus hatzdoko, sheyasu b'nei odom. The main force behind the 10 statements of creation that Hashem made, with which he created everything, was b'schus the tzedaka that human beings would do in this world. Shebishvil zeh nivro ha'olam. It's on that basis that Hashem created the world. That's the underlying point. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, ki omarti oilom chesed yibone. Hashem says, omarti, right? I made those amirois, those 10 statements of creation. You know why I said it? Because of oilom chesed yibone. Because I foresaw that they're going to be yidden, and the yidden are goyim lechasodim. They're baishonim, rachman, goyim lechasodim. Bechinas eile toldos hashamayim v'oretz behiborom. There's a pasuk that says this is the story of heaven and earth behiborom, when they were created. And the Gemara says that the word behiborom is the same letters as the word beAvraham. That it's b'schus Avram, the isha chesed, as it says in Medrash Rabbah. V'zeh, and this is why the pasuk says oyhev tzedoko, etc., etc. Pasuk in Tehillim, paragraph 33. Chesed Hashem. Al yidei zeh, bedvar Hashem shamayim nasu, bruach piv kol tzevoam. That pasuk precedes where it says that Hashem created heaven and earth with his words. Why did he create it? Because of the chesed. Because Hashem foresaw that there are going to be yidden that are going to do chesed. For that it was worth all the everything. Next, there's another pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, which the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Davov speaks about, where it says, Beficho ubilvovcho la'asois, I believe. So the Gemara says there in Rosh Hashanah, Beficho ze tzedaka. Beficho refers to tzedaka, which a person pledges with his mouth. He makes a neder, nedorim, nedovois, the Gemara says over there. So again, we see kaviyocho, the peh of Hashem. Hashem's statements of creation were tied into tzedaka. Shehi b'chinas mayim. And we know that tzedakah is associated with water. You have the famous pasuk in Koheles, b'chinas shlach lachmecho al penei amayim, send out your bread on the waters, ki baroiv yamim timsu. Give, so that chas v'shalom, if you'll have a need, or your children, or your grandchildren have a need, people will be willing to give to them. K'may shekosu b'simen tesvo b'likutei tanina, as Rabbein Ezal explains in chapter 15 in the second half of Likutei Moharan, Ayin Shom Kol HaTorah. Rav Nosson Zal says, you know, look over that chapter in Likutei Moharan because it's also related to this. So here again, in this appendix, Rav Nosson Zal touched on all kinds of things that were related to Hilchas Pesach. He spoke about Kriyas Yamsuf, about the Achila of Eitz Hadas. He introduced all kinds of other, the 10 Tfikim, the 10 walls at Kriyas Yamsuf. But he said that this is Rosh HaProkim. He didn't write this in his, like he usually writes, a halacha, where, you know, it flows, and he explains every, you know, he shows everything fits together. This was pieces that either came to him at a certain time, or he, you know, and he wrote it down, because each piece is a piece of Torah. Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude Halacha Tes. With this we conclude Hilchas Pesach. Now we begin Inyan Sfira Soimer, which is a topic that's discussed maybe hundreds of times in Likutei Halachos, but this is where it appears in the order, in the sequence of the Shulchan Aruch. And we have two halachos here on Sfira Soimer, and then we have one on Shavuos. Then we go into Hilchas Yontif. We have about five halachos on that, and Chol HaMoed. Then we get into Tisha B'Av, the fast days, Hilchas Tainus, Tisha B'Av, and the other fasts. Then we get into Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Chanukah, Purim. And then we covered Orach Chaim, Mitzvah Shem.